Well, we're still here, so let's talk about it. I actually had to go back through all of my episodes because I was really sure that I had mentioned some of the alternative green options for body disposition. What is body disposition, you might ask? It's what happens to your body after you die. The forms of body disposition include burial, cremation, and now some really exciting options for people who want to really reduce their carbon footprint, which is kind of what I talked about last week and before as this series, I guess, if that seems to be how it's coming out to be anyway, a series about green burial, green body disposition, saving the planet from further harm due to carbon dioxide, thinning of the ozone layer, warming our climate, seas rising, all of the things that people are talking about, that carbon footprint is impacting so many parts of our Earth, all of them, let's just face it. So today I'm going to talk to you about some options. Last time I talked to you about this idea of the body becoming a tree. And while the technology has been developed, it still hasn't been implemented yet, at least as of the last recording where I talked about it. What I didn't mention, and like I said, could have sworn that I had already, was this idea of what used to be called originally human composting is now being changed into human transposition, terramation, aquamation, and then the pod, like I talked about. There are getting to be more environmentally conscious ways of disposition of a dead body. I'm tripping over my words right now. I even find myself, as much as I talk about death and dying, I'm kind of stepping around this idea of just saying, getting rid of the body. It sounds so callous when I say it like that. We're not getting rid of a body. We're laying to rest someone that we love, someone that we knew, someone who was alive and had family and loved ones. I think the reason for my stumbling is because I want to be tender. I want to keep that sense of dignity over a person's life, even if they're dead. So I'm going to try hard not to do that, just so that we can be clear and I don't feel like I'm dancing around words. So body disposition, human composting, aquamation, terramation, a vessel, soil, cremation, cremains, bones, ash, the dissolved body that becomes water. These are all options that are becoming available when a person dies. So the first thing I'm going to talk about then goes back to the human composting, otherwise known as soil transformation. Right now, in Washington State, there are three companies who provide this service. Two of them are in the Seattle area, so a big city performing great tasks to improve our Earth's climate, or at least maybe reduce the amount of harm or insult to our Earth. What's so beautiful about the company called Earth and the company called Recompose is that they use vessels. So they have a bank of these vessels. Think of the morgue on a TV show, how it's a bank of cabinets. You slide out a cabinet and lying there is a body. These vessels are a little different because what they do with the body after the person has died is they lay out, in the case of Recompose, for example, wood chips. Then they place the body, then they lay across some hay or wildflowers on top of the body. They close the vessel, they shut the drawer back into the bank of drawers or cabinets. Heat becomes to be generated as the body decomposes and the chemical reactions start to happen between body and earth, flowers, and hay. So if you think about composting your own vegetables and scraps and things, I've never done this, but I've read about it, and the information explains that sometimes the container gets warm. It's because of all the action that's happening with the microbes and the bacteria and all of the stuff that's turning into soil. Banana peels, eggshells, the leftover bologna sandwich, whatever you're putting in your compost. The action of the decomposition and then recomposition generates heat. The same idea is true with recompose and earth. These vessels generate heat, and they usually can complete the process within about 6 weeks or so. Once that is done, the remains of your loved one, let's just say the body, is 1 cubic yard of soil. So while I said last time you can't put a body in the ground in a pod and then plant a tree over it yet, but you can become soil that is planted, and trees can grow from that soil. The soil can also be used to reforest some of the strip, oh goodness, I don't remember what it's called, not strip mining, but just these strips of trees that were being taken in the early 90s, probably even before then, before deforestation was really recognized as a harmful industry, as a horrible way to get wood for our paper, our building materials, all that stuff. Before all of that, we're more aware now of the harm that's being inflicted, the insult on our earth, as I said before. So the idea of being able to reforest deforested areas with soil that a body has been reduced to with wood chips and hay and wildflowers, there's some beauty in that for people, even for one who's died, as well as the family member. They're giving back to the earth. Started from earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, started from earth, and we leave as earth. Kind of a neat concept. So neat, in fact, that Katrina Spade lobbied to have human composting become legal in Washington State. Her company is called Recompose. She, you can say, is the pioneer of soil transposition or human composting. The other company, called Earth, is the same idea, except they use a little bit different medium. So they can put different flowers. Sometimes you can choose what you want to be put into your vessel. The process takes about the same time. Recompose is in Seattle itself, and Earth is in Auburn, near Seattle. I got to speak to somebody, a representative from the company, and he sent me some brochures. So let's see what he offers. Recompose also has a package, and I have copies of that, as I do with Return Home as well. So with the Earth plan, their quote is, Earth uses the principles of nature to transform bodies into nutrient-rich soil. The process takes about 45 days where the body gets transformed. Once the body becomes soil, families get to choose how that soil is utilized. They can take the entire cubic yard if they wish, or some that they want to scatter maybe on their own property or just keep it. The remainder of it is used to reforest the Olympic Peninsula. There's a conservation site there and some land restoration projects that are being undertaken. So the soil is used to help in that endeavor. The idea, as Earth talks about it in their pamphlet, we're returning nutrients from our bodies to the natural world. And in turn, we're restoring forests, sequestering carbon, and revitalizing challenged ecosystems. Sounds pretty good, if that's what you want. There's also a photo in this brochure about their bank of cabinets. So a little further reading into the brochure shows that by planting one tree using that cubic yard of soil, 5 impact trees are also planted as a result. So they're really trying to drive home this idea of how 1 cubic yard of soil that came from a human being can really impact in a positive way areas that have been harmed and damaged. We can kind of break down the cost of body disposition, burial being the most expensive, Depending on the casket, you could spend up to $20,000, if not more, plus all the other fees that go along with that. Straight cremation, or direct cremation, can be up to $2,000. Human composting, or soil transposition, starts at about $2,500 and goes up to about $10,000, depending on what you choose. So you can see it's not the most cost-friendly option, except that if you really truly want to impact our earth in a positive way, and doing so helps to reforest a bald area, that's well worth it, if that's what's important to you. The third company that I want to mention is called Return Home. Return Home is also in Auburn. Their process is called terramation. It takes a little bit longer than the other two companies because they allow more of the decomposition to happen naturally. And I haven't quite got a full handle on how they do that. They call their process terramation. I was listening to a webinar about this idea of human transposition into soil. And the director was talking about his process taking almost a few months as opposed to a few weeks. It's more expensive, and I have to think it's because the process is taking longer, so it's taking time and energy more so than the other two companies. What I like about all three of these companies is that they allow the family to be there to help lay their loved one into the vessel, help sprinkle the hay or wildflowers or whatever that medium is that starts the decomposition process. All three companies, having heard a representative from Recompose and the CEO of Return Home in this webinar, and having spoken with one of the representatives from Earth, they really try so hard to treat the body with dignity and respect and reverence. Not all three have a space for a family gathering. Two of them do. One of them offers a beautiful space outside if you want to have a send-off or a small family gathering to enjoy that time together. Some of them allow you to visit your family member there. But the gamut of pricing is about $2,400 up to about $10,000. And there are little menu items, so to speak, that you can add or choose not to have at all. And of course, that's going to affect your price. What's really nice about these companies is that they pick up all over the state of Washington. I'm 4 hours away from Seattle, but I could be picked up if I chose this option. It's all built into the cost. Some of them provide the death certificates. Some of them charge for that service. It makes total sense. So do funeral directors. They're not offering anything different in general death work. What's different is what happens to the body. So when you're considering some options, those are three. These same representatives mentioned a process called aquamation. This is really intriguing. When I read about it, I first thought, how in the world can this be considered green? It's almost like the green, or those pods that I was talking about, where they cremate the body and then they put the ashes into a pod. But it's not that. They put the body into a vessel. They fill the vessel with water and lye. The body decomposes very quickly with the presence of the lye, which is acid. The body breaks down into a sediment, kind of like sand. They drain off the water, and because it's completely clean water, it can go right back into the ecosystem. There are bones that don't get crushed in this process, so a mechanical crushing takes place, and then the bones are reunited with the sand, if you will, and now you have not ashes, but an urn of the sand-like remains of your loved one. This is an expensive process. When I looked it up, I think it began at about $20,000. But it's pretty quick. It's pretty ecological. Except I don't know about the water. I guess if it goes back into the ecosystem, at least the water's not being wasted. The lye apparently breaks down its compound into molecules that are safe for the water. Nonetheless, those are four options. that you have if you're looking for a more green type disposition for your body or the body of a loved one. For now, you have terramation, human transposition, and aquamation. Thanks for being here today. I hope that you found this helpful. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening today. You can go to my website for more articles, little news pieces, or a transcript of this podcast. The website is whilewerestillhere.com. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can send me an email too. Thanks again, and until next time, take care.